Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yosef Elimelech ben Yehudis. It says in the Mishnah on Meseches Sanhedrin, the very beginning of the Mesechta, Smicha Zekeinim Varifas Egla B'Shlosha, the smicha of the elders and the decapitation of the calf is done by three judges. Rashi says, what's Smicha Zekeinim? Al Rosh Parahelim Dabar Shel Tzibur, a bull brought for a matter that was hidden from the congregation. This was a bull brought by the Sanhedrin for certain sins that the majority of the congregation transgressed due to a mistaken decision rendered by the Sanhedrin, as the Torah tells us in Vayikra Perek Dalet and in the first Perek of Horius. And also, Arifas Egla, that if the body of a murder victim is discovered outside a town in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know who killed him. So the Torah says that the town nearest to the body has to take a calf, bring it to the valley where the ground wasn't worked, where it's decapitated. The Mishnah says that we're talking here about the measuring the distance between the corpse and the surrounding towns. So the decapitation itself was performed by the court of the closest town, but the measurement is done by the Sanhedrin. So how many people are required for Smichas Zekeinim, for the leaning on this Parhelim Dabashel Tzibur, and for the measuring of the distance of the body from the town, for the Egla Rufa? The answer is 3. Rabbi Shimon says 5. Ad Kan Divrei HaMishnah. Now we skip to the Gemara, and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Tana Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa. V'samchu zikne, if the Torah had just said the elders should lean, yachol zikne hashuk, I might think that it's ordinary elders, judges who don't sit in the Sanhedrin. Talmud lomar eida, it says congregation. It means that the judges must be members of the Sanhedrin. E eida, if it would have just said eida, yachol katne eida, might have said that even members of a lesser 23-member Sanhedrin have to do the smicha. Talmud lomar ha'edam yuchadim shebe'eda. It says the Eida, not just Eida, but the Eida, which means the select ones of the congregation, in other words, members of the great Sanhedrin of the Beis Din HaGadol of 71. V'kamahen, and how many of these elders of the Sanhedrin HaGadol must lean on the bull? So the Gemara says, V'samchu shnayim, the plural expression, V'samchu, they shall lean, teaches us that shnayim, that two people must do the leaning. Zikne, it also says zikne, that's also shnayim, that's two more. Vein based in shakel, a court can't have an even number of judges. Mosifin aleim or echad, we add one more judge to the first four, and that equals 5. Arekan chamisha, divrei, Rebbe, Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Omer. No, zikne shnayim. Vein based in shakel, mosifin aleim or echad, so Rebbe Shimon holds 3. Zikne is 2. Ein based in shakel, you add one more. Arekan shlosha. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Tana, smicha, v'smicha zikenim, bishlosha. Smicha and the smicha of elders are done by three judges. My smicha, my smicha zikenim. What's meant by the term smicha? And what is meant by the term smicha of zikenim? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Mismach save." Smicha refers to ordaining the elders. So, smicha of the elders, mismach save. Excuse me, smicha zikainim is leaning on the communal bull offering on the paralim davishel tzibur, and regular smicha when it says in the brisa. That's referring to ordaining judges, ordaining elders, giving them the title of Rav. Amar le Abaye Rav Yosef mismich sabe b'shloshim minalan. So it says in the Braisa that it requires three. What's the source that mismich sabe, that elders must be ordained by three? Ilay medechsiv. If you're going to say it's because it says v'yismochas yadav alav, that Moshe Rabbeinu leaned his hands on him. Ayihu Yoshua Yachitiz Gibichad. Then one should be enough. Why three? V'chite Moshe Mokum Shimvechad Koi. And if you say that Moshe is instead of 71, Yachid Abay Shivim Vechad, then we should require 71. Where do you get three from? Either Moshe is one or he's equal to 71. Where do you get three from? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara concludes, Kasha, this is Dakashver. Rashi explained Zikne Hashuk, that you might think that even Zikne Hashuk, Sha'ain on San Mi Sanhedrin, that aren't from the Sanhedrin. You might think that, therefore it says Eda. Then you might think it means Katne Eda. What's Katne Eda? Sanhedrin Kitana. Then it says, no, it's Miyuchadim Shebe Eda, Ha Eda, Sanhedrin Gedola, Rashi says. Mismach Savi, what is Mismach Savi? The Korslam Rebbe, to call them Rabbi. Makom Shivim Ve'echad Koi. Why is Moshe Makom Shivim Ve'echad? Fishai Moshe Rosh Lahem B'Shakol Kekulam. Because Moshe was the head of them, the head of the Sanhedrin, and equal to all of them. So Frek the Veld, that Rashi is Sosir himself. Later on in Tetzayin Amid Beis, it says that you're only allowed to make a Sanhedrin of 23 with a Sanhedrin of 71. How do we know this? Because Moshe established the Sanhedrins, and he was Bimkom Shivim Ve'echad. Why was he Bimkom Shivim Ve'echad? Moshe is Shofet V'dayin Al-Pi Adibur V'Shokok HaSanhedrin G'dola Shebi Yerushalayim. So here, on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi learns that he was Bimkom Shivim Ve'echad because he was Rosh Lam B'Shokok HaKulam. And there Rashi says he's Shakul Kukulam because he's Shofet V'dayin Al-Pi Adibur, and he equals the Sanhedrin G'dola Shebi Yerushalayim. These are two different Perushim. Is it because he's Rosh Lahem? He's the head and therefore equals all of them? Or is it because he judges Al-Pi Adibur and therefore he has the authority of 71? So this is a Rashi that many, many people, a Stir in Rashi that many, many people have discussed. Rav Hamnik Shlita brings, this is, we're basing our Shir on his Torah, that in 1985 he heard from Rav Yonason David Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Pachad Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, to answer this based on the Chidushei Maran Rizal Levi Alatar and Parashas Baaloscha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to be Moshe of Shivim Ish, to help him with din, he no longer had the din of Moshe of Makom Shivim Ve'echad Koi. So later on in the Gemara on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, Rashi says Du'uki Sanhedros, the Moshe established the Sanhedrin, Ba'atzas Yisro. And then Moshe Shofet V'dayin Al-Pi Adibur Shokat Sanhedros Shulayim, it's Ba'atzas Yisro. And that is after Matan Torah. So since it's after Matan Torah, Rashi says that Moshe himself was like the Sanhedrin Gedol Shebi Yerushalayim. But here, we're talking about the Smich of Yoshua, B'sof Yom of Shal Moshe. And why is he like 71? Because, not because, again, after he was established the Sanhedrin, he no longer had, strictly speaking, the law of being a Sanhedrin himself. After us, Fili Shivim Mish Mizikne Yisrael. So since what's happening in Rashi, on Daf Tezayin Amid Bey, on Daf Yud Gimel, is when he's being Somich Yoshua, V'yismoch HaSiyadav Olav, there it's because he's representing the Sanhedrin, that he is their head, Vishakul Kukulam. Not because he himself is the Sanhedrin, but because since he's their head, he represents them. So that's Miyashiv the Stira. Tez Zayin Amid Beis, he's Taka Shakul Keneged Sanhedrin. Before the establishment of Sanhedrin, after the establishment of Sanhedrin, he's Shakul Keneged Sanhedrin just because he's their head and he represents them. So that is the Teretz of Yonas and David, and we had another Shir also going with this Mahalach, and now we are going to go on another Mahalach, again based on Rav Hamnik's beautiful Torah. we should note that the Braisa was Mitzaref Mismach Save together with the din of Smicha as Zekenim al Rosh Para Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur. So it's mashma that there's a shaychus between them, between giving somebody ordination for the rabbinate and putting their hands on the head of the Par Helim Dabar Shel Tzibur, and we want to know what the reason is, why they are shaykh to each other. In the parish of Mishnais of the Rambam and in the Tosfos Yontiv, in the parish of Ravadi Mibar Tanura, they learned that Lamaskana, the our Gsugya holds, that the Lashon of Smichas Zikanim, that it says in the Mishnah, is Mashma both Dinim. Both Smicha al Rosh Par Helim Dover, al Yidea Zikanim, and also Smicha al Hazikanim Likros Lam Rebbe. So, if they're learning that in our Mishnah, Smicha means both, then we certainly have to find a shaychus between the two. Between Smicha Zikanim and Smicha Rosh Parahalim Dabashel Tzibur. Later on in the Sugya, and Daf Yadalit Amad Aleph, it says as follows. Tana Rabbanan. V'yatsu zkeinecha v'shoftecha. It's about 10 or so lines from the bottom. And your elders and your judges shall go out. Zkeinecha is shnayim. Shoftecha is shnayim. This is talking about Arifas Egla B'shlosha. This is talking about the decapitation of the calf that is by a court of three judges. So it says in this parasha that your elders and judges should go out. Zkeinecha is two, shoftecha is two. Ain based in shakul. We add one more judge. And what do you get all together? You get five. Harekan chamisha divrei Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Shimon says zkeinecha is two. Shoftecha zkeinecha is two. Vein based in shakul, mosifun alei modechad, and then you can't have a based in shakul, so you add on one more. So Rifa segla, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is five, and when Rebbe Shimon is three, as they learn from the pasuk. For Rebbe Shimon, hai shoftecha ma'avidle, what's Rebbe Shimon going to do with the extra shoftecha? And for the Gemara, u'mabayle, the miuchad shebe shoftecha, he needs the word judges to teach that only the select of your judges, i.e. members of the Sanhedrin, may measure the distance from the corpse. Only the Sanhedrin. That's what it means, Shoftecha. Skipping a little bit. The Rebbe Yehuda. Gomar. Zikne zikne bivisamchu zikne eda sideim. Malahal miyuchad shebe eda. Afkan miyuchad shebe zikna. Rebbe Yehuda, who expounds v'shoftecha to teach you too, so how does he get miyuchad in shevishoftecha? The answer is because he learns zikne zikne from zikne ha'eda. Ma'ala halan, just as there in the section discussing the leaning, elders refers to select elders of the congregation, i.e. judges of the Sanhedrin Agdola. So here also in this section, which is talking about measuring from a corpse, elders refers to your select elders, miyuchadim, special, i.e. from the Sanhedrin Agadola. The Gemara rejects this and says, Yalif, if he's learning a Gzereshav of Zikne Zikne from Smicha, then Leilav Kula Mehasim, then let him expound all legal requirements for measuring from there, including five judges. Once you're already learning from leaning, from the smicha, so let him also learn from there that you need five judges. So apparently, from the fact that's not where he gets that you need five judges, it must be that he doesn't learn this Gzeirah Shavah. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you get the five judges from Shoftecha and Zkenecha and Ein Beis Nishakol. So once you're in the Gzeirah Shavah world, my friend, why don't you what do you need Zkenecha v'Shoftecha for? So it must be he doesn't expound the Gzeirah Shavah. Now we're back to the drawing board, so we explain Rabbi Yehuda differently. How does he know the Sanhedrin Agadola? Because Vav v'Shoftecha l'minyana, the prefix Vav at the beginning of v'Shoftecha and your judges, that helps us get to the number of judges who need to measure from the corpse. In other words, he agrees with Reb Shimon that Shoftecha teaches you Dafka members of the Sanhedrin. And where does he get five from? Where does Rabbi Yehuda get five from? From the extra Vav. The Rabbi Shimon, Vav lo darish. As for Reb Shimon, he doesn't expound the extra Vav. So you get Rabbi Yehuda holds that Skenecha is two. Then you have the Vav of Vishoftecha is another two. And Ein Bezdin and Shakal altogether, they are five. And from the actual word Shoftecha, he learns like Reb Shimon that only members of the Sanhedrin must measure from the corpse. And Rabbi Shimon himself, what does Rabbi Shimon do? Where does he do with the Vav? He doesn't darshan the Vav. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda now, the Maskanas HaGemar, originally we thought that he got the number from Zkenecha, Shoftecha, and Ein Beis Din Shakol, five altogether. But now the Gemara retracts. It says, no, he only gets it from Zkenecha and Vav, that's the five, and plus Ein Beis Din Shakol. Zkenecha is two, Vav is two, and then Ein Beis Din Shakol equals one more is five. And that's where he gets the number from. And where does he get the fact that they have to be from the Sanhedrin, from Shoftecha? And Rabbi Shimon learns that there are only three. Zkenecha is two, Ein Beis and Shakal is three, and from Shoftecha, Rabbi Shimon learns that they have to be members of the Sanhedrin. Atkan Divrei HaGemara Rashi says, and the words miyuchad and sheb shoftecha sheyu mizikne sanhedri gedola. When it says miyuchad and sheb shoftecha, it means that's what Rabbi Shimon learns. What do you learn from shoftecha? Miyuchad and sheb shoftecha. They have to be only select of your judges, i.e., from the Sanhedrin gedola. And then Rashi says in Dibur Amaschil, mal halan miyuchadim sheb eida. This is now in Rabbi Yehuda, who learned Zikne Zikne from his Samchu Zikne Edes Yedehem. So just like over there in the section discussing Smicha, elders refers to the elders of the congregation, i.e. the great Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Agadola. Rashi says, Kid the Perishis Le'el, like I explained earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi Dibur Maschu Ligmrei Lekule Milsa Daf Vafilu Minyana. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Leilav Kula Me'asam. So why don't we learn it all from there? Once you already have Gzeirah Shavah to teach you that they have to come from the Sanhedrin, so why don't you, Agadola, why don't you also learn Gzeirah Shavah that you need five for the number also? Rashi says, Vafilu Minyana Dechamisha Me'asam Tepuk, even the number of five learned from there. Tatanya Leil V'samchu Shnayim Ziknei Shnayim. Because we learned earlier Vesamchu is two, and Zikne is two. What do we need that for when we can just learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah? Ella, says Rashi, Lolam lo gamar Gzeirah Shavah. Really, he doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah. V'shoftecha l'miyuchad mitzterecho minyana me'rivuy devav. He doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah. of Ziknei Ziknei, and Shoftecha, how does he get for Shoftecha? He learns Miuchad Nushebi Shoftecha. Shoftecha is Miuchad Nushebi Shoftecha. And then that's how you get that it's the Sanhedrin. And then from the extra Vav, you get two. And then from the Zikenecha, you get two. And Ein Beis and Shakel, so all together you get five. Ad Kan Divrei HaSugya in Perish Rashi. So there's a steer and a flaw between the Perish of Rashi and our Sugya and the Perish of Rashi later. Here in our Sugya that we started out with, Rashi explains, Miyuchadim Shebe'eda, Sanhedri Gedola. Rashi explains that in the Andaf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that Miyuchadim Shebe'eda is Sanhedri Gedola. But later on, in the Sugya Andaf Yud Dalid, where it says Miyuchadim Shebe Shoftecha, that Adarab, there you see Mineube, that it's referring to big Shoftim, because it says Miyuchadim Shebe Shoftecha, it doesn't just say Miyuchadim Shebe Eda, it says Miyuchadim Shebe Shoftecha. So there it's more implicit that we're talking about Sanhedri Gedola. There Rashi is Marich, Sheyu Mizikne Sanhedri Gedola, they should be from the elders of the Sanhedri Gedola. And Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where it's less Pashut, Rashi just says, where it's less Pashut, we're talking about the Sanhedri Gedola, when it says Miuchadim Shebe Eda, there Rashi just tells us Sanhedri Gedola. Simply, and later on in Daf Yud Dalid, where it's more Pasha, we're talking about the Sanhedri Gedola, there Rashi is Marich. And he says, Sheyu Mizikre Sanhedri, now don't just say Sanhedri Gedola, Sheyu Mizikne Sanhedri Gedola. Why there was, what is Rashi trying to tell us? By this Arichus Lashona. And what's Rashi, why is he saying differently than he did earlier in the Sugya, when we're talking about the Smicha of Zakenim? Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So here we're talking about Arifas Egla, and there we're talking about Smicha Zakenim, and in the Smicha Zakenim, he gives two different perushim. There he just says, Yuchadim Shebeid Sanhedri Gedol, and here it says, Sheyu Mizikne Sanhedri Gedol. So what's the difference? What's Rashi trying to teach us here in Daf Yud Dalet? Also, the Gemara asks that we should learn the whole din of Chamisha Dayanim from Smicha Zikanim. Once we're already learning Gzeira Shava to teach you that they have to be with Sanhedrin Gedola, why don't we already learn the number? So Rashi says, Datan Yalel V'samchu Shnayim Ziknei Shnayim. So, Rashi didn't really have to say that. Tatanya le'el v'samchu shnayim ziknei shnayim. It's understood on its own. That since over there we require five according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can learn from there that Egla Ruf is also five. So why is Rashi marich to copy the Lashon HaPasuk b'smicha? Was it necessary for Rashi to do? Rashi could have just simply said that there you need five. See here also, you need five. But Rashi was Marich, and he says, "Tatanya Leil v'samchu shnayim ziknei shnayim." He has to bring the lashon of the pasuk. Why does Rashi have to do that? Just tell it that it's pasuk on its own. V'afilu minyana dechamisha, because you require five by smicha zikenim. You require five, so you also five. Why does Rashi have to bring in the how you derive it? The sugya continues. Masnisin de loki haytaima. Masnisin deloki haitana. Skipping a little bit, our Mishnah is not in accordance with this other Tana. According to our Mishnah, nobody else has to be there when the judges from the Sanhedrin measure the distance from the corpse. So the Gemara says a Brisa that argues. Tesanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, V'yatzuz keinecha v'shoftecha. And your elders and your judges should go out. So what are we darshan? We darshan Skenecha zu Sanhedrin V'shoftecha ze melech v'koin gadol. Not only the Sanhedrin has to go out, but even the Kohen Melech and the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara brings Pesukim to that effect. The Gemara says, Ibailuhu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, Chada Palig or Betarti Palig. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov disagree with one of our Mishnah's rulings? Or with two of them? B'melech v'Kohen Gadol Palig. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov disagree with our Mishnah concerning the King and the Kohen Gadol? In other words, he requires they be present during the measuring. Whereas the Tanah Bar Mishnah doesn't. Avo b'Sanhedri, Ika Rebbe Yehuda, Ika Rebbe Shimon, but concerning the required number of judges from the Sanhedrin. He agrees either with Rebbe Yehuda that 5 are required, or with Rebbe Shimon that 3 are required. O Dilma b'Sanhedri Nami Palig. Or maybe he also argues over the required number of judges of the Sanhedrin, because he says, Damar Kuli Sanhedri Beinan, because he says he needs the whole Sanhedrin. I'm Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef says, Toshma. So learn the answer to this from a Braisa. Mitzana beis pagiv yirmer aleim for rebellious sage of Pesukim Mamre, who refuses to accept the ruling of the Sanhedrin Gedol and continues to rule in accordance with his own dissenting view. So once the ruling is issued by the Sanhedrin, it has to be followed by all judges. So if he doesn't follow their ruling, so what does he get? He gets chenek. So for a rebellious sage found the Sanhedrin at Beis Pagi. Literally, it's the place of the animal's head stall, the part of the what you put over the animal's head. So this is an area outside the original wall surrounding Yerushalayim that later was connected to the city and surrounded by yet another wall. So, Matzana Beis Pagi, if he found the Sanhedrin at Beis Pagi and then rebelled against a ruling issued by them there, and he gives his own dissenting ruling, he argues with them, Yachdem Rasam Ra, might be thought that his rebellion is a rebellion, according to Halacha, and he should be executed. Talmud Loimer Vakamta Velisela Makom. No, the Torah says he should rise and go up to the place. Malami Chem Makom Goyrem. This teaches us that the Sanhedrin, having ruled at the place where they generally convene, i.e., the Lishkas HaGozis, that is a capital offense. Makom, they have to be in their normal place. But if the Chacham, if the Zaken, ignored a psak that was given elsewhere, he hasn't committed a crime that would require him to get chenek. Shem Makom Goyrim, the Nafuk Kama, how many of the Sanhedrin judges left the Lishkas HaGozis for Beis Pagi in the Bryce's case? Ilema Miktsasan. If you say that only some of them left, then it's Pashut that we're not going to execute them, Zakein Mamre, because Dilma Hanukti Gavai Koga Kavasayu. Perhaps those judges who were still inside the Lishkas HaGozis ruled in accordance with this Zakein. So, it can't be that, it could be that he's agreeing with the majority of the Sanhedrin. There's no Hamraya, there's no rebellion. El Pshita Denafukulu. So when is there a rebellion? That we're talking about him being rebellious? It's talking about where they all left. And now the Gemara asks, Lemai, why did they all leave? Ilem Ledvarishus Mimatsi Nafki. If you say that they left for a mundane matter, may they indeed all leave for such a mundane matter? Can't be. The Gemara proves that. So the Gemara says, El Pshita, the Dvar Mitzvah, they left for Dvar Mitzvah Chidami. What mitzvah? Lav the medidas agala? Must it not be they had to leave for the purpose of measuring to see which town has to bring the egla rufa? For Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif, he diamar kulei sanhedrin beinan. And the Bryce is following the ruling of Lezer ben Yankif, who says that we require all the judges on the Sanhedrin to measure. So this, says Rabbi Yosef, clarifies Rabbi Lezer's position. He argues, not 3 and 5. For the Medidas Egla, you need all of them, all 71. Amarle Abaye lo, Abaye says no. It's unnecessary for all the judges of the Sanhedrin to measure. And they don't have to leave the Lishkas HaKadosh for that. They left to add land to the city of Yerushalayim or to the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, because it says Ein Mosifin Al Ayir V'Al Azaris El Vein Shem Ve'Echad. You need Shem Ve'Echad Lo Sif Al Ayir V'Al Azaris. So you can't say that it's talking about Egla Rufa. You could say it's to add on the Ayir and the Azaris. Now we learn Perish Rashi. Rashi says Beis Pagi, what's Beis Pagi? Mokum Lefim L'Chom Asir V'Nidim Yerushalayim Chol Devar. Beis Pagi is inside the walls of the city and it's considered Yerushalayim for all matters. Mitzan, who found them? Zakin Mamre, the Sanhedrin, Chutz Lishkas HaGozes. Zakin Mamre found the Sanhedrin outside the Lishkas HaGozes, Shaisa Bahar Abayis, which is on Har Abayis. Yochdam Rasa Amra, I might think that it's Amra Zamra, Lidon B'chenik, to get Chenik. Rashi continues, Alayir, no, really they're talking about where they're adding on to the city, Al Yerushalayim, Mitzarech L'Kadish, HaTosefes, B'shtei Todesu B'shir, Kedamrina B'shfus. And they have to be Mekadesh, this addition with 2 carbon Todes and a song. As is explained in Shavuos Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. So there are a number of ha'aris on this sugya and on Perish Rashi. Number one, why does Rashi have to be makdim shebeis pagi nidon kli Yerushalayim l'chol dvarav? Mazik Ashur. What does that have to do with our sugya that it's considered like Yerushalayim? It's kasha number one. Another kasha is, why does Rashi say that he found them outside the Lishkas HaGozes shehoisa b'harabayis? So that implies that by chance it just happened to be on Har Abayis. What do you mean? Adarab, the whole drush of the Braisa is because it says V'kam t'lisa ala makom, makom ha-mikdash, and kan sham makom goren. It's only because of the place that they have a din of Sanhedrin Gedola. Like we see later on, Chav Zayin. That's why it says Ve'alisa, because based on Mikdash the Gavom Eretz Yisrael, so Gavom Mikol Aratzis. So why does Rashi say Shehaisa Bahar Abayis, that it, which implies that it just happened to be Bahar Abayis, and he doesn't say that it's Bahar Abayis Meikaradin, it has to be Bahar Abayis, not just by chance. In other words, if a sensitive ear might discern that Rashi seems to be saying it just happened to be on Har Abayis, that's where it was. No, that's where it had to be. Another tema haflevah fele is Abaye brings from the Mishnah. Ein mosifan ala ir v'alazeres el bebezin shel shivim ve'echad, and Rashi says v'tzarech lekadesh atosefes b'shtei todos u'v'shir, like we see in Shavuos. What does that have to do with our sugya? Also, he doesn't mention this in the Mishnah. Al gufa Mishnah betchilas haperek, where it says that ein mosifan al ha'ir v'al ha'zaris. Rashi doesn't say anything about todos and shir, and pitom in our sugya Rashi suddenly is bothered. Oh, you have to know it's betodos u'shir. It says ein mosifan al ha'ir v'al ha'zaris el beis shivim ve'echad. There Rashi doesn't say todos and shir. Ma pitom that in our sugya suddenly he says, oh, todos and shir. What does that have to do with anything? Halo davru. Another chiluk we have in the Lashon of the Gemara from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says Ein Mosif Al Bezaris Ela Al Pi Bezin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. In the Gemara the Girsa is Ein Mosif An Ela Biv Vezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. So why in the Mishnah Al Pi Bezdin and here Biv Vezdin? Okay, sweet friends, so we've presented a number of kashas and diukim in the Gemara and Perish Rashi, and the B'siyata D'Shmaya B'Ritzos Hashem Darkenu. In the next year we will, I hope, continue. Hashem should give me the koach, the moach, and the means to do so, and then we will hopefully see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.